Good morning, Monday. The beautiful, shiny weather, enjoyous, a nice week, nice koiches, nice chayshi, nice energy. So zayim et mazel mit alles, alles gitz. And we continue to read in the book, How to Win Friends and Influence People, page 181. In his book, Getting Through to People, Dr. Gerald S. Nierenberg comments, cooperativeness in conversation is achieved when you show that you consider the other person's ideas and feelings as important as your own. Starting your conversation by giving the other person the purpose or direction of your conversation, governing what you say by what you would want to hear if you were the listener, and accepting his or her point of view will encourage the listener to have an open mind to your ideas as well. So Nachum, starting your conversation by giving the other person the purpose or direction of your conversation. Oh, so the Zooks look at Chela right away. What is the purpose and direction of the conversation? Saying, governing what you say by what you would want to hear if you were the listener. Not sure exactly what he's saying here. But Einzach Zet Meklur, if you're considering the viewpoint of another person, you actually encourage them to listen, to share more, and to also have a better open mind to your ideas. Oh, that's what he's saying. That's what you're saying. The more you will listen to the person, the more they will listen to you. The more you show open-mindedness to listen and to try to understand what they're saying, they will also do the same with you. Got it. Because it's a safe environment. It's a safe interaction. They don't have to fight it. Very nice. It reminds me, I don't remember where I heard this, but basically the idea was, practice speaking last. I think maybe I heard it from Darren Hardy. He shared it, that somebody was saying how, I think Nelson Mandela was in jail, became a leader of India, I think. And they asked him how he did it. He said his father was a tribal chiefsman. I'm meaning to say there was a lot of tribes there, and he was the head of a tribe. And many times, the ganze Gegend, all the different tribes, the heads in itself, zusammengekommen, gemacht achele Masifa, and they were discussing different things that were relevant to the local environment and community. And he learned a lot from his father, the way he was talking and what he was saying. And the most he learned was his father always spoke last. He listened to everybody as everybody was sharing. And then, Mamun of Sheikh, was there something to say that hasn't been said? He would say it. And if it has been said, he would say, everything has been said. Very nice. Seeing things through another person's eyes may ease tensions when personal problems became overwhelming. Elizabeth Novak of New South Wales, Australia, was 6 weeks late with her car payment. On a Friday, she reported, I received a nasty telephone call from the man who was handling my account, informing me that if I did not come up with $122 by Monday, this was 6 week payment of $122. If I didn't come up with 100 years ago, $122 by Monday morning, I could anticipate further action from the company. I had no idea of raising the money over the weekend. So when I received his call first thing on Monday morning, I expected the worst. Instead of becoming upset, I looked at the situation from his point of view. I apologized most sincerely for causing him so much inconvenience and remarked that I must be his most troublesome customer, as this was not the first time I was behind in my payments. His tone of voice changed immediately, and he reassured me that I was far from being one of his really troublesome customers. He went on to tell me several examples of how rude his customers sometimes were, how they lied to him and often tried to avoid talking to him at all. I said nothing. I listened and let him pour out his troubles. Then, without any suggestions from me, he said, it did not matter if I couldn't pay all the money immediately. I would be all right if I paid him $20 by the end of the month and made up the balance whenever it was convenient for me to do so. So, tomorrow, before asking anyone to buy your product or contribute to your favorite charity, why not pause and close your eyes and try to think the whole thing through from the other person's point of view? Ask yourself, why should he or she want to do it? True, this will take time, but it will avoid making enemies and will get better results and with less friction and less shoe leather. All right. Enough for today. Tomorrow we continue and end this chapter. This is Luzon of a Snap Ahead. Vincent, and encouraging you to think about the other person's point of view today with everyone you speak to, everyone you see. Think for a second about the other person, even if you don't interact with him, but you see him from afar. Some people also call this people watching. Just consider this from the other person's perspective. What is he going through? What is he or she going through? You know what they say, be nice to people. Everybody is struggling in their own way. Everyone is struggling in their own way. Doesn't matter what looks to you, they're so perfect. All the chasroines that you see in yourself, that you wish you were better. Darer, hecher, nidriger, schwarzer, bronder, mitglazer, unglazer, bessere job, bessere, schönere car, geld, outside, mishpuche, Wab, Kinder, alles wird getracht von dir. Und die wollen es wegen Gewalt. Und die sehen, Jenner hat es. Und du kannst meinen, Jenner ist der happiest Mensch in der Welt. Ich denke aber, das ist nicht so. Jenner struggelt sich mit seinen Sachen. And funny enough, stupidly humanly enough, exactly what you are so jealous in him and so nish happy, no unhappy about you having the opposite of that, that person could be exactly the pink fakir. Being unhappy with what you're jealous of and being jealous of you with what you're unhappy. The gruz is I be greener of the andrazat. As I say you sure, asamayach b'chelkoi. And this, my friend, Vinchen Khadir, this is the land of a snap ahead. Ich wünsche dir zu sein, dass du mir auch bei Chelkoi. Immer so äußerst. Oh mein.